Hi, all. This is the podcast Miracles Manifesting. Welcome. So, these past few weeks I've been talking about main cornerstones to develop in oneself in order to live or reach for a best life. And they include self-love, self-acceptance, and self-forgiveness. Developing a sense of inner balance and mindfulness. There is tenacity and having passion and dedication and commitment to a personal goal. And that enables us to keep trying. And then, what was the fourth one? Oh yeah, how could I forget? Prayer and connection with the higher power, universal love, God, universal energy, source, spirit. So today I thought I'd talk a little bit about self-love and self-forgiveness and self-acceptance. Now, this is a huge subject area, and it's something that I think is really important to develop, because I mean, all of these are equally important in their own ways, but self-love, oh my gosh, not having that is a real loss. I'm just picturing like a ship out at sea with a big hole in the bottom of it, so it's really hard to get anywhere. All of one's focus is on bailing out the water that's coming in, and trying to deal with a traumatic situation and like drama. It just seems like without self-love, having that hole in the boat, the bottom of the boat, all of one's energy like goes toward dealing with all of the danger and trauma and imbalance that comes from that situation, right? But having a proper amount of self-love, which seals up the hole in the soul, you know, then you can get somewhere. Then you can put up the sail and get some wind in your sails and, you know, discover distant shores. You can focus on other things, but until one fills up or makes sure that there is no hole in the soul, then life will be a continuous string of I think just like exhaustion, exhausting events and actions. And also I imagine it would feel cyclical, like not just cyclical, but like repetitive, like just the same thing happening over and over again. And what's that quote? Insanity is like doing, I'm totally paraphrasing, but it's like doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results or something like that. Let me look it up. I am on the computer after all. Do, do, do. Yeah. Please excuse me for just a moment while I look this up. I think Einstein said it, he did. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Well, there you go. So I was pretty spot on. Yeah. So think about that. It deserves contemplation. I'm laughing because I'm seeing another quote attributed to Einstein. Two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity. And I'm not sure about the universe. Ha ha ha. But I think for me, if I were to put my own twist on that quote, I would say I would add in love. Love is being at least one of however many things are infinite, including the universe. There's infinite love. And our ability to access love is infinite. To access universal love. So, but it's important to be able to, I mean, we have to open ourselves up to that. And if an individual is too injured or traumatized or what have you, then it's super hard to be able to see the way through even being able to experience that and open the doors to that and allowing it, receiving. You have to see to be able to receive. You have to have the proper eyeglasses on to see the good. The good in everything, really. You know, I know that once I started healing, I was able to see things differently. I mean, there's also a saying that once you change, the whole world changes. Because once we start seeing things differently, sorry, I just hit my mic. I don't know if it came across or not, but the way we experience things differently, or the way we experience things changes when we change. So it just makes sense. So when we start healing and when we start feeling better and when we start seeing the good, then, I mean, two different people can walk down a road or a sidewalk and experience the same environment and get totally different stories from what's going on, depending on the mindset. So it's interesting because these cornerstones all overlap each other, because the self-love overlaps with the mindfulness or the mindset, and the balance within. So it really contributes to that self-love. Healthy self-love contributes to everything, because then you can have tenacity, then you can commit, then you can pick yourself up again after a quote-unquote failure, because because you believe you're worth it. Cultivating the belief that one is worth it, worth the effort of reaching for a best life. So, what else should I talk about today? What did I start out with? Oh yeah, self-love. So, let me think about an example from my own life. You know, there are a couple things that come to mind. One of them is, it's somewhat traumatic because it involves the night before my mother, who was a severe alcoholic, the night before she passed. And I hope this isn't too overstimulating for listeners. If it is, I understand if you want to click off. But here is the story. It's not too traumatic. I mean, what I mean is, it doesn't have any like gory details or anything like that. I mean, it's sad, if anything. It's very sad. Okay, let me get to it. So, So I already mentioned that, my mom was, and both my parents actually were severe alcoholics. And as an adult, she tried a couple times to quit drinking, and she would stop drinking for relatively small amounts of time. I don't know how long the longest chunk of time was, a few months perhaps. But she did try, at least three or four times that I recall. And as an adult, I actually started to grow closer to her because I wanted to form a stronger relationship with my mom, and I could appreciate all of the beautiful qualities that she did have. She had a beautiful heart. She was a gifted artist. And so at any rate, I did try to, and we successfully started to grow closer. Now, one night she called, and she was very drunk, and she was almost incoherent. I mean, it was hard to track, like, what she was trying to say or why she was even calling. So there was an attempt at a conversation, and I don't recall her being in any kind of distress or anything. Like, it wasn't because she was reaching out because she was in some kind of, like, she needed help or anything. She was just kind of babbling about stuff. And I did not want to subject myself to that anymore, because I had enough. I mean, I grew up with it, and I was 30 years old when this happened. And I just said, you know what? I value myself too much to be hurt by this, because it was painful being on this phone conversation with her. And I said, you know what, Mom? I love you. I just want you to know I love you, but I can't deal with you like this. And I hung up. I hung up on her. But the last words I said were, I love you. So it must have been the other way. I can't deal with you like this. I love you. Click. And then it was the next day that one of her friends found her. She had died in her apartment that night. And from drinking. She actually died from alcoholism. So I always, as much as it broke my heart, the whole situation, I always really appreciated, or I was so thankful for the fact that the last words I said to her were, I love you. I mean, what a gift. And that I stood up for myself. It was the only time I've ever, that I recall. We would fight and everything, but I don't recall ever really, saying, I am not dealing with you, click. and hanging up. So, by the way, I was paraphrasing. I mean, I didn't say that. But the point is, I don't recall ever, standing up so firmly for myself and saying, knowing, what I was worth and what I was willing to put myself through, and then, totally saying, I am not subjecting myself to this. So I find it very interesting that she passed that night, because it's like I almost, on a soul level, I was able to parent myself. And I did so successfully. So that's a really good example of self-love, because I could feel the hurt, the pain that phone call was causing me. And so at any rate, this is something that I want to offer to sort of think about, to always think about in one's life, you know, how we putting ourselves first in terms of boundaries. I guess this all kind of relates to definitely relates to boundaries in different ways, but knowing, really caring for ourselves, I mean caring for our inner child, parenting ourselves, and that's really important, because I think so many people grow up in dysfunctional families, so everyone has pain in some way, shape, or form, and the pain that's experienced before the age of 5 is largely subconscious, which means we don't remember it. It's like buried deep within, and it informs who we are as adults. So it's really important to take the time to meet our inner child, hold our inner child, do inner child work. And this is all part of self-love too. Self-love is huge. I mean, it stems from getting enough sleep and drinking enough water, which is super important, and having as good a diet as possible, getting exercise, right? Everyone knows those. Making effort to work on, heal any kind of habits or addictions that we know is causing self-harm. And then developing, like working on ourselves to make sure that we're giving ourselves the best foundation that we can to be able to move forward, to reach goals, to take action steps toward our dreams. I mean, that's really like when one starts living a best life, right? Being able to do that, being able to live in a an inspiring way, and really feel good about life. Who wouldn't want that, right? So self-love is so it goes into also energy work, health on all levels. So it just, so that's like sound healing and you know, meditation work, tapping, EFT, tapping. So it just in my mind, I'm picturing it, it's expanding, you know, the subject can expand out of self-love. It expands out in all directions. So definitely, I mean, books, there are books out there, there's lectures, there's videos, go for a walk, spend time in nature, meditation is huge, and like I said, there's overlap. So self-love, do take action steps and do things when it comes to developing mindfulness and meditation. Take steps and do things to develop prayer and connection with God, universal energy, source, spirit. Take steps and develop like what it feels like to have passion and commitment towards a goal. You know, that can be, that's tough, that one. I mean, I think that when you feel enough passion and enough like inner fire and spark to, when you want something enough, it happens. But you know, it's important, I think, all right, that's not to say that goals can't be met. They certainly can. I mean, what I'm talking about is, I think in one's lifetime, there's like, oh gosh, maybe like a handful of times when you really feel this like passion, or like it's like your whole body has a conviction in it, right? Oh, that's a beautiful thing when it happens. But there are levels. Like, it doesn't have to be that, like, all the time. So I think it's important to develop what passionate commitment and dedication feels like on, in, like, lesser ways, where it's not quite so intense, right? Because that's really important. Showing up. I mean, there's that quote, like, just showing up is, like, 90% of getting anything done, having any kind of success. So whether it's like going to a support group or a drum circle or whatever, just make yourself do it. Because, I mean, I know it's hard to peel myself off the couch and get out. And I'm really personally trying to focus on doing that more. Because I know it's important. And like that connection. But it's important to, in order for me to reach my own goals, I've got to actually, like, go out and meet them. Like, meet the energy. The energy isn't going to come in the door and come settle itself on you, on your lap, when you're sitting on the couch like a purring cat. Although, hey, that could be possible. But, isn't that nice? But it's really important to make the effort. Make the effort. And to keep trying. See, that's when... Sure, there's that really, you know, the highest form of passionate commitment. The full body conviction, right? Where the universe... I mean, everything just gets out of your way because it's going to happen. Whatever the goal is that you have for yourself or whatever it is in that moment. But... what I'm talking about is kind of cultivating like the little spark, and making sure to give that energy, give that hope, give that inspiration, give that a little kick in the butt when necessary to get moving, and. That, I think, is where I'm going to stop it for today. There was something else I wanted to say, but I forget. But yeah, trying. Trying is much more important than people give it credit. So keep trying, because then one day it happens. It happens. Doors open, things happen, connections are made, blah, blah, blah. So, all right. Well, I hope this podcast was helpful, and thank you so much for tuning in. And until next week, be safe, be well. Thanks so much.